Iowa's September sports betting handle reaches new heights. Iowa recorded a monthly sports betting handle of $245.8 million in September, a 22.8% increase compared to the $200.2 million spent in September 2022. The monthly handle was also 74.1% higher than the $141.2 million spent in August 2023. While $222.3 million was wagered online, player spending at retail sportsbooks across Iowa accounted for the remaining $23.4 million. In terms of revenue, sports wagering yielded $24.1 meters in September, a 5.1% decrease year-on-year but 78.5% higher than the $13.5 meters attained in August of this year. Online sports betting generated $20.9 million of the total revenue, while retail betting contributed $3.1 million. Related: Iowa State QB Deckers and two others in gambling plea deal. FanDuel maintains lead. As for individual operators, Diamond Joe in Dubuque, in partnership with FanDuel, continues to maintain the lead in Iowa. They generated $6 million in revenue from $52.6 million in total wagers during September. Wild Rose in Jefferson, in collaboration with DraftKings, followed closely with $3.4 million in revenue from a monthly sports betting handle of $42 million. The Wild Rose in Clinton, also in partnership with DraftKings, secured third place with $2.8 million in revenue from 31.7 meters total wagers. Another DraftKings partner, the Wild Rose in Emmitsburg, has 2.6 meters in revenue from 26.0 meters in bets. Lastly, Diamond Joe in Worth, which also has an agreement with DraftKings, reported 2.6 meters in revenue from 21.7 meters bets. The government received a sports betting tax of $1.6 million for August, and players' total winnings amounted to $221.7 million. In regulated iGaming market, while sports betting is legal in Iowa, real money casino sites and internet poker are yet to be legalized. Earlier this year, a bill was introduced in the Iowa House of Representatives that would have seen the launch of a regulated iGaming market in the state. However, like other online gambling bills that existed before it, House Study Bill 227 didn't get enough support in the House and wasn't passed.